Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Good morning, young man.
What's up there, brother?
Yeah, I'm looking better every day, aren't I?
On the radio, absolutely.
Well, hey, Chet's chuckle's already underway. Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Oh, I did a lot of things fun.
Yeah, I heard you and Todd in here on Saturday night. He went... Good show.
Yeah, Todd show. The high bidder, one of the high bidders in the Grace auction, and he DJ'd the first hour. And
yeah, it was a good show.
Did a good job.
Yeah, I think you guys did good.
So, yeah, anyway. always kind of makes me a little bit feel bad when somebody outdoes me, you know, and then, you know, I have to follow that.
But it's tough, isn't it?
It is tough.
I've been doing that my whole life.
No.
My whole life.
And then I really enjoyed myself at yesterday's dedication, the Betty Hayes Legacy Stage at Richland Center City Auditorium, and saw a lot of good people there. A lot of people from outside the area that came back.
Yes. So. And Murder Mystery Weekend happened.
Oh, there were so many people in downtown Richland Center.
That's awesome.
I was just really happy to see that. Saturday and Sunday, yesterday, as I got there for the Betty Hayes dedication, there were cars everywhere.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just at the auditorium. They were milling about town and trying to figure out who did it.
That's cool.
Marvellous, I believe.
Yeah.
Did it. We'll have more. Todd has more later. Film at 11.
Film at 11. Or audio at 11.
Right. Yeah. The other thing I did over the weekend, I child-proofed my house.
Did you really?
And somehow they still get in.
I can't figure it out. Jude's been trying to figure that out for years.
Exactly. Oh, well.
Hey, what's one thing that you wish people knew about you, Phil?
The one thing that I wish people knew about me? Boy, I don't know. Maybe that I'm really kind of boring? Or maybe they know that. I don't know.
No, I don't think you're boring. I think one thing that I wish people knew is how much actual work it is to get a show going or a football game on the radio and stuff like that. People have no idea. So a lot of work goes into that.
Yeah. Again, I don't really look at it as work. It's kind of my hobby.
Oh, I agree. You know? But, you know, if certain things aren't met, you don't get on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all under kind of a deadline.
Yeah. Right? You might be from Pea Ridge, Philip, if you list tick removal as a skill on your resume.
You probably have some secrets. Take a Bic lighter, right? That's real safe.
Yeah, real safe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or what else? What, put gas on him.
Oh, that'd work. Yeah, right.
Got spots all over me.
Please do not do this at home, kids.
Yes. You know, Philip, in my school days, I did well in every subject except Greek mythology.
Really?
Yeah. You could say that was that class was my Achilles elbow.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And we're off and running.
Yeah. Hey, my wife gave birth to our son in the car on the way to the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, we named him Carson.
Carson.
Yes.
You should have led with that one and then followed it up with
I've got plenty more
Achilles
of the second
elbow.
One. Yeah, the Achilles elbow. Yes.
Something else.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Did you find any jokes
over
the weekend?
Well, I went back to my notebook. You know, I was on the math team, and I was a good locker room guy there, kind of loosen up the math team in the locker room before the meet, you know, things like that. Parallel lines have so much in common, it's a shame they'll never meet.
It is. So
That went over well at the math contest.
Wouldn't you, like, didn't you place 11th out of 10 people?
At the math contest?
Yeah.
I think so. Hey, we'll be back with more attempts coming up here after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, we have our guest lecturers today.
Yes, they are same ones, or are they not?
I think we've got that young Simonson boy from Blue River.
It seems that Elton John is taking his pet rabbit to the gym. It's a little fit bunny.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
It's a little fit bunny.
Yes.
This feeling inside. So,
who sings that?
Elton John.
Yeah, let him sing it.
Yeah, I know. I was just repeating what Simon was doing.
That's
man.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that the barber's kid has something to say here.
Huh. I lost my mood ring last night. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Poor guy.
Oh, I tell you what.
He don't have a lot, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Just his mood
ring. That's rough, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, those mood rings, they were quite the smash for a few years.
They really were. Yeah, I've been looking for one. Just to bring it back in.
A real one?
Yeah, yeah, just to set it in here and see what the mood is all
right.
the time. Why is it always dark in here?
You know? I don't know.
Someone keeps putting celery on my desk, Phil.
Celery?
Yeah. I think I'm getting stalked.
Ah. I thought you meant you wanted a higher celery, so we got you one, you know.
Oh, that would longer, be a great, longer, great word of the week
longer
on Friday.
Stalk.
Yeah, long, yes.
What
yes.
do you do, Hank? What do you do?
Well, I was just looking for a website for weight loss.
Really?
Yeah. And it asked, do you accept cookies? And I'm going, come on, is this a trick question?
Yeah.
You
know what I
mean? Yeah. It's tough.
You would accept cookies, probably.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Right. A Spanish-speaking magician says he will disappear on the count of three. He says uno, dos, and poof, he disappears without a trace.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's not bad,
no,
Phil.
Thank you. That's,
that's
all I
not
got.
Bad.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? School clubs and football teams, everybody's trying to raise the fundraising
yeah.
for schools.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Got a great idea.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? If they sold iced coffee in the parents' line pickup and drop-off lanes, they'd be richer by Starbucks by this Friday.
Oh, you know, that's true.
You think about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Sit out there with a little coffee
You ain't
counter.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Or drive-up service, you know.
Parents could kill two birds with one stone.
100%.
Drop off the kid and then
pick up a coffee.
Get a coffee and they're on their way.
Or pick up a coffee, then pick up your kid.
Yeah,
whatever,
there you go.
Whatever you
or
want.
Maybe the kid gets a coffee. Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Johnny finds $100 in the front of his house window.
Wow.
He quickly takes them and puts them in his pocket. A passerby goes, you should turn them into the police. No need. They belong to my mom, said Johnny. And the man goes, how do you know? Johnny goes, Dad's always saying mom throws money out the window.
Ah!
So.
Out the window.
Yeah, out the window.
Winder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. August. Already, you know, September is what, next week?
Oh, I can't believe it.
Time to pick out a Halloween costume and start your Christmas shopping. Happy New Year, everyone.
That's about right. That's the most truthful thing you said all day.
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah. Probably do already have Christmas stuff in the store, you know?
I was looking for that the other day. Right. I didn't see a lot.
Won't be long.
It won't be long. A farmer from one hill shouts to another farmer from a different hill. Hey, John, what did you give your cow when she was sick? Florfenicol. Okay, after a week. Hey, John, what did you give your cow when she was sick? Florfenicol. My cow died. Yeah, mine too.
Oh, boy. Oh, that ain't good.
That ain't really good
at all.
And I think I even said the word florfenicol.
Florfenicol. I believe you might have said that right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a sponsor when you say a right word.
Yeah, no one wants a sponsor.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Sponsored by Phil Nee.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I can afford that.
If you feed your kids frozen pizza or frozen chicken nuggets, are you a terrible parent?
No.
I said, yep, I said.
Oh, really?
I said, I don't really care how busy or how tired you are. You can find the time to at least microwave them first.
True.
Sad, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or pop down some Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
You just threw away a bunch of my jokes.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did. It's my fault.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm used to it.
Oh, man. Let me see here. What you got?
Let me see here.
Oh. Bring home, what?
Okay. Bring home milk? No.
There's nothing on there.
You've nothing already, on the bottom?
No, you've already used these, I think. Oh,
well.
Yeah. No. Oh. Don't accuse me of throwing stuff away.
All right. I think it was the other piece of paper.
Okay.
An older man, not at his best physical condition, asked the trainer in the gym, "I want to impress a beautiful young girl. Which machine should I use?" The trainer goes, "Use the ATM outside."
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
A duck is standing next to a busy road, cars zooming past while he waits for a break in traffic. A chicken walks up to the duck and says, "Don't do it, man. You'll never hear the end of it."
Oh, my gosh. Why did the duck cross
exactly. Yeah. The chicken did, and he's never lived it down.
And it's still to this day.
It's still to this day. Yeah.
The teacher goes, "Johnny, why are you down today?" And little Johnny goes, "Because my mom is at the hospital, and my dad is at the police station."
Oh.
"Oh, I am so sorry to hear that," the teacher said. Do you want to go home?" Little Johnny goes, "Yes, please." After Johnny has left the classroom, the teacher asks his classmates, "Why is Johnny's father at the police station and the mother at the hospital?" His classmate goes, "Because his father is a policeman and his mom's a nurse."
A nurse, yes, 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 yes.
Yep.
That worked out pretty well for little Johnny.
Yeah, though. Little Johnny.
Got to go home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Two mafia hitmen are walking deep into the forest in the middle of the night, Phil. One of them says, "I gotta admit, I'm scared. I'm scared out here." The other replies, "You're scared. I gotta walk back alone.
Alone, yeah. Yes. Should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't.
Was that the kicker?
No, I'm looking for the kicker here.
Oh, there, yeah. Look out.
All right, here we go.
In the old days, we put kickers on the cows so they couldn't kick.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, I should put kickers on you.
Here we go, a new supermarket. Here we go. A new supermarket opened near my house. It has an automatic water mister to keep the produce fresh. Just before it goes in, you hear the sound of distant thunder and the smell of fresh rain.
Mm.
When you approach the milk cases, you hear cows mooing and experience the scent of fresh hay.
Mm.
And when you approach the egg case, you hear hens cluck and crackle, and the air is filled with pleasing aroma of bacon and eggs frying. The vegetable department features the smell of fresh buttered corn. I don't buy toilet paper there anymore, Phil. I hope everybody has a great day.
Boy, oh boy. You know that was legendary.
Be kind.